Well, Gerald, let's first off talk about National Aviation Day. It's the same day every year, isn't it?
It is. It's Orville Wright's birthday, August 19th. In the 1980s, by presidential proclamation, National Aviation Day was specified as Orville's birthday, and this year it's on Friday, and we'll be celebrating it here in Mountain Home along with everybody else across the country.
Well, let's talk about the Baxter County Airport on National Aviation Day tomorrow. Baxter County Airport brings a lot of money into this local economy, doesn't it?
Well, it does in a number of different ways. Of course, it's our access to the national airspace system. So business flyers, the tourists that are so important in our recreational economy, all access Baxter County and our economy through the airport, at least in the easiest way. A few come in the hard way, but we all know that flying here is much easier than driving here. And the businesses that operate at the airport, two major businesses, our fixed base operator that services airplanes and our maintenance operator, Ozark Airworks, that repairs and keeps everybody's airplane flying, employ and pay taxes and pay salaries and add a lot to our economy.
There's quite a bit of activity. How many takeoffs and landings are there on an average day?
We're currently averaging 36 takeoffs and landings every single day.
Wow.
So those are business people coming to visit. I saw two military helicopters refueling at the airport yesterday. We have medical flights, regular flights by surgeons from Little Rock that come here till on Thursday, every Thursday, to do heart surgery for patients that cannot travel. And a lot of critical things are happening at the airport that keep that activity up. And we are by far and away the busiest from a point of view of activity and takeoffs and landings of any area airport. Flippin and Harrison are less than half of what we have.
Wow. Now, of course, if someone hasn't been to the airport, it's a little different. You can't just walk in, but you can still check things out out there, right?
Well, they can, and sadly, because of the 9/11 disaster, airports across the country became secure facilities. But the public can come and visit at any time, entering through the public access at the terminal building in Baxter County off of Highway 126. The administrator is there weekdays during the mornings and part of the afternoon, and also the operator, Big Air, at the back of the airport is available to the public. There's a parking lot there, and you can enter their building and visit the lounge, passenger lounge, the pilot lounge, and even their hangar aircraft. The technician on duty there would be happy to show anybody around who was interested in learning more about how the airport's working.
Gerald, I think a lot of our listeners are going to be surprised at just how many people use the Baxter County Airport. Great information. Hey, thank you for being with us.
Brad, glad to be with you. Please come out and see us.